Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I have no idea what time it is when you're hearing this broadcast because this is not like normal radio. This is radio on the internet. This is radio on Galganov.com, and I am Howard Galganov. If you read the editorial today, you've read that, well, we're really on, as the old song used to say, on the eve of destruction. What happened over the last week isn't just a horrible situation. It's actually a precursor into what I think is really going to happen. I think that the world is on the verge of a major revolution. I think that conservatives, people who are of level mind, who really aren't that far to the left or to the right, which is in many cases the large majority of people, are just fed up with tyranny of the minority. When you see what's happened to Brett Kavanaugh, how a totally unsubstantiated accusation has, well, for a short time, it literally destroyed his life. His life, the wife of his life of his wife, and his children. His children will probably be scarred with this forever. Here is a woman who turned around after a 36-year silence, said, I think she wasn't raped. And she was basically wrestled to a bed, so she says. And when she tried to yell, a very drunken Kavanaugh, so she says, put his hand over her mouth so she couldn't yell, so she says. And she fell off the bed when Kavanaugh's best friend, as she says, jumped on the bed too, and they tussled, and she rolled off, and she ran away, and she was terrified that he was going to accidentally kill her, so she says. So we went from a tussle in a bed at a party where everyone was drunk, everyone but her, by the way, because she says she can't remember anything, but she remembers she only had one beer, and she ran for her life. She doesn't remember when the party was. I don't know if she remembers what time of the day the party was. She doesn't remember where the party was. She doesn't remember how she got to the party or how she got home from the party, even though it was far, far too far to walk. She remembers she was 15 years old at the time, so she couldn't drive. But even though she remembers she was 15 years old, she doesn't remember what year it happened. But she's 100% sure that it was Kavanaugh. She said that to the Senate, to the hearing. She said, in question, are you 100% sure, or how sure are you that it was Brett Kavanaugh? She says, 100%. And I have three witnesses that will corroborate it. Unfortunately for her, the three witnesses corroborated Kavanaugh's story. They didn't know, one of them didn't know his name. She said, this is Ford's best friend. I never met him. I don't know who he was. I don't remember any party. The other said, I have no recollection of any party like that at all. But it doesn't matter because, you know, she said it, so it had to be true. Because she said it had to be 100% true. And the fact that two very strong men, one being President Trump and the other being Mitch McConnell, stood by Brett Kavanaugh through thick and thin and saw him all the way to being sworn in as the ninth Supreme Court Justice of the United States of America. This is just a taste of what's going to come. The left are vicious. They're no less vicious than the Nazis were. They're no less vicious than the Russian communists or the Chinese communists were and are. No less vicious than the Castro brothers of Cuba are. This is what we're in for throughout the world, but especially in the United States of America. And if America falls, well, we all fall with her. I won't let that happen, or at least I'll do my very best not to let that happen. And by the way, read the bottom of the email today, not the email, I'm sorry, the editorial, to understand that the left are trying to block this website, just like all the other good conservative websites. I'm Howard Galganov. This is radio on Galganov.com. No CRTC. No FCC, just you and me, the way radio really, really ought to be. And like I ended the editorial, speak up, stand up, or shut up. You have a great, great day.